In your face. I am absolutely thrilled to have our subversion artist, Georgia Banks, in the studio. I mean, you really are subversive. You've got these incredible...
Thank you for noticing.
Well, it's just extraordinary what you've done. You've got Death Warmed Up, which is a performance happening in Geelong on the 19th and 20th of September.
Yes.
And you also have a show there currently happening called Villain Edit, which is really kind of like an exhibition, I suppose, of your incredible work subverting AI and reality TV, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. So Villain Edit is a series of works pre-existing that I've made over the last, gosh, 6 or more years about reality television as a culture maker and the sort of like myriad impacts that it has on us that I don't think we necessarily give a lot of time and thought to. And then Death Warmed Up is a new work that sits within the context of this survey exhibition that is an imaginary reality television show about the food served at the funerals of celebrities.
What I love about you is no one's quite sure what's you, what's Georgia Banks, and what is kind of like, you know, a twisted reality of you, and does it matter?
Sometimes even I don't know. I've done some, you know, quite immersive performance works. I spent a year, for example, competing in beauty pageants as a performance artwork. And I dedicated so much of myself to that project that there was a point in that work where I was like, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to get back to who I was before I started this. And so, yeah, it's interesting, the sort of like the enmeshment of a construction of self and a character, but also so much of myself. I've started thinking about it more in terms of being an avatar self as opposed to a character self or an authentic self. It's kind of this Venn diagram, and my work sits somewhere in between those two things. It's not one or the other. It's both and neither.
Did you really enter real beauty pageants, real ones?
I did, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you actually won an award for one of them, Ms. Social Impact.
That's right.
I was amazed they even had an award like that at a beauty pageant, but hey, why not?
I mean, it's a pretty, the name isn't quite what you'd expect. Ms. Social Impact was actually the person who had posted the most about the pageant on social media.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was that like? I mean, how many did you enter, first of all?
Three.
Yeah. And what, like, specifically, what were they?
Oh, I can't.
You
tell
can't. You
that.
Can't. Really?
No, I'm afraid not. Same with the reality TV shows that I auditioned for. I just can't say what they are. I got quite far through an audition process. I got down to the final 50 applicants out of over 10,000. But you know, I signed so many NDAs, which are now currently in a gallery, but they're redacted. So.
Wow. And what's your main takeaway from those experiences?
I suppose the sort of the place that it led me, that experience of auditioning for reality TV shows, was spending the next 6+ years thinking about what we're willing to give away and for what. And that sort of led me to this deep exploration of death and legacy in the contemporary age, and the way that the contemporary drive to live a public life is, in my opinion, fueled by the desire to never die.
So what do we give away?
Oh, so much. Think about it, right? Like, suicide hotlines are getting in trouble for data mining at the moment. Every time you sign up for anything, for 10% off at whatever at ASOS, you're giving away so much information about yourself for convenience, I suppose. And then, of course, how much we share on social media. I love talking to people about the stuff that they shared that they think is gone from the internet, and it's not, like their old live journals and things like that. We're always giving away so much of ourselves. It is kind of the contemporary condition, I think.
And what's the personal cost of that? Like, what did you observe as the personal cost of that? I mean, yeah, okay, companies have your data, but, and that can be pretty insidious, but that psychological cost, what did you find the biggest one was?
Yeah, I mean, I think when I was auditioning for reality TV shows, one of the things, they want to know a lot about you. And so I ended up giving a lot of information away about myself to these reality TV shows that is, it's quite personal and quite traumatic experiences from my life, that they, information that they now, like, technically and legally own in perpetuity. And if they wanted to, they could publish it if they wanted to. And if the technology existed, they could create an artificially intelligent version of me and put that on a reality TV show without my permission, which is what One of My Works database is about. I made a chatbot version of myself using all of the information I gave reality TV shows. And then I dated her for a year, and then I made a fake reality TV show about it. It's kind of what I do, fake reality TV shows.
So we really give away our autonomy.
Yeah, I think to a degree we do. And I think we all, you know, we all want to be seen, and we all want to be remembered and known.
I'm fascinated what you said before about death, because one of the things that you're doing is you're giving away the control of your own funeral.
Yes.
Wow.
I am. A competition. It's a lifelong competition. You can enter online, remainstobeseen.info. Applications are open up until the day that I die, and then a winner will be announced after I've passed away, and you can win complete control over the disposal of my corpse and all aspects of my funeral when
I die. You seem so nonchalant about that.
Well, I'll be dead.
I've got to ask you another thing, because your CV is amazing. You got thrown off Tinder. What happened there?
Oh, I did. I was just promoting a performance work on Tinder called Intercourse with the Artist, which I did for the very last Fola Festival of Live Art when Arts House was doing that. And it was a Hannah Wilkie reenactment, a wonderful performance artist who's passed away now a while ago. She had done a work in the 80s called Intercourse with Hannah Wilkie, where she played her answering machine in the gallery. And I did a reenactment of that, where I took phone calls from strangers for 48 hours and spoke to strangers on the phone for 48 hours. And I put that on Tinder, and they kicked me off.
Tell us about Death Impact, because that is a happening thing at Platform Arts in Geelong on the 19th and the 20th of September.
Oh, Death Warmed Up?
Death Warmed Up, I should say. Sorry.
It's
Death
okay.
Warmed Up.
It will have impact.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
Okay. So, as I mentioned, I make a lot of fake reality TV shows. So Remains to Be Seen has a reality TV show. Database has a reality TV show. Death Warmed Up is the first iteration of a science fiction style reality TV show that I've done live. So the others are all videos. So Death Warmed Up it's a play, I suppose, like Got an Intermission and Everything kind of play. And as soon as you step into the space, you are a studio audience member for a taping of the episode of Death Warmed Up. Like, think Ready, Steady, Cook style. Do you remember that? All the audience in the grandstands, and they had their little tomato and capsicum for voting. And so this show, Death Warmed Up, is about the food served at the funerals of celebrities. And this episode of Death Warmed Up that the audience is there for the taping of is the funeral of Georgia Banks, who you may know from Remains to Be Seen and Database. So I've essentially created my own GBCU. it's like the height of narcissism.
You're fascinated by death. What's the fascination about death about?
Oh, I just think I'm very afraid to die. And when I'm afraid of something, I, instead of ignoring it, I like to really dive straight in head first and just come at it from every possible angle.
Wow. So what's been the impact of doing all of this on your life? Like, you know, if you were to like give me a 30-second answer about all of this and its impact on you personally, what would you say? I mean, you've obviously thrived.
I mean, I like to think so. I guess the main impact is that I've managed to make a career out of endlessly thinking about something I was going to be thinking about anyway. So that's very handy.
And tell us a bit more about your obsession with celebrity.
I mean, I think that for me, I think celebrity exists because of the fear of death. So I suppose I'm drawing this kind of correlation where celebrity and the drive to live a public life is because of wanting to be seen and known so that we can be remembered when we die. So when I'm talking about not dying or becoming immortal, I'm talking about the social death as opposed to like a literal form of like biological immortality. So we have two deaths. We have the death that we die when, you know, our brain neurons stop firing. And we have the second death that we die, which is when the last person who also remembers us dies. And so, you know, some people may never die a social death, such as Shakespeare or Einstein. And some people, their social death is small and intimate, and it's when their children die or their grandchildren die. And I suppose I'm looking at that form of the social death, which is our legacy, as a means to immortality.
And I guess we have near-death experiences when we're cancelled on social media.
Oh, my God, yeah. Have you read Have You Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson?
No.
It's a truly terrifying it's an amazing book, and he's an incredible writer, writing about that cancel culture. And I talk about cancel culture and think about cancel culture within my own practice as well. In So You've Been Publicly Shamed, John Ronson talks about the history of, I suppose, not public cancellations per se, but that sort of public fervor around watching another human being suffer. And I often say reality TV is the contemporary Colosseum. It's where we gather to watch another person suffer with no level of social consequence. You can kind of say whatever you want about somebody that's been on a reality TV show. How often have you, or the universal you listeners, referred to somebody from a reality TV show as a character without thinking about it? We do it all the time, but they're not characters, they're real people. And the death threats that they get sent on social media have real psychological impacts. And I think we forget that and are encouraged to forget that by the system within which reality TV operates.
And we're living in such a weird time because people can be copied by AI, and that gives them an immortality in this era where people are afraid of death. And so they kind of, you know, act it all out on social media, hoping they're going to be remembered forever.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. And then are you talking about deepfake as well? I mean, that's a frightening thing.
You know, and that the irony is it does create that immortality potentially, you know, where you've got AI kind of deepfakes that could live forever.
Yeah, and then you're looking at things like, you know, the Andy Warhol Diaries, the documentary series that came out on Netflix. They used deepfake technology to create audio files of Andy Warhol's reading his own diaries that weren't real. They were computer generated, which is, you know, a fascinating thing that if you leave enough of yourself behind, that can then be used to create more content of you that didn't exist before you died.
It's all just fascinating. It's all happening at Platform Arts, 60 Little Mallop Street in Geelong.
That's
great.
Right.
That Geelong's doing this. Now, your performance, Death Warmed Up, that's happening September 19 and 20. And your exhibition, Villain Edit, it's on now until the 26th of September.
Yes.
So a peak exciting time for you. Thank you so much, Georgia Banks.
Oh,
it's been great meeting you.
You as well.
3CR. In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.